This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Load them up, boys.
Number two, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, I don't mind rearranging my schedule for this gentleman because that it just makes it better. It's just sauce for the goose. You know, we could probably do this every day and think we would never talk about the same thing twice. But joining me now is the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com, and that is Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Thanks for being flexible with your schedule. I appreciate it.
Well, hey, like I said, I mean, we could do this literally every day.
We probably could.
Yeah. My lawyer will call your lawyer. Anyway.
Okay.
So the Louisiana legislature failed to override the veto of the constitutional carry bill. How did that happen? I thought they had the veto-proof majorities in this.
Well, that's right. Both the House and the Senate had passed the constitutional carry bill by veto-proof majorities. And if everybody had kept their vote the way it was then, Louisiana would be on its way to becoming the 22nd constitutional carry state. However, a number of those legislators, some of the more linguine-spined ones, no doubt voted for constitutional carry, secure in the knowledge that they had a Democrat governor in Baton Rouge who would no doubt veto that bill. And never before had the legislature had an actual veto session to even try to override any of the governor's vetoes. That had never happened in Louisiana. This time, though, there were two prominent bills and about 25 others that the governor had vetoed, but the two big ones were enough to convince the legislature to come back into a veto session and try to override the governor. One was had to do with transgender girl, you know, boys who transition to girls and then compete in girl sports and that whole mess. And that attracted a lot of attention. The other one was, of course, the constitutional carry bill. Some of those people who voted for it were no doubt touting their support for gun rights and constitutional carry to folks back home. And then all of a sudden, uh-oh, now I may have to cast another vote, which will actually make it law in Louisiana, where I don't think they had any expectation before that it would actually become law. So when the rubber met the road, it came time to cast their votes today. Three senators, three Republican senators, changed their votes. They had voted for it before. And now when it came time to vote for the override, they changed their votes. At least one of them said, you know, gosh, I talked to law enforcement officials who are against this, and they explained how dangerous this is going to be for our boys in blue and that kind of thing. It's the same garbage we hear in state after state after state, where the forces arrayed against permitless carry recruit compliant police chiefs and a few sheriffs to say, oh my gosh, you know, we're going to have to treat every citizen as if he's armed if constitutional carry becomes law. And I'm worried about the safety of my officers out on the street. 20 other states have constitutional carry on the books. It's going to be 21 when Texas, when the Texas law goes into effect on September 1st. That isn't happening anywhere. As for cops treating citizens as if they're armed when they do a traffic stop or come upon them, they do that already. If they're any good at what they do, they're already assuming that anybody they encounter on the street is, there's a good chance there aren't. This is a country, after all, where at least 100 million people own firearms, and there's probably close to 500 million civilian-owned guns in this country. So that's all just a red herring. And now these legislators are have egg on their face. The question is, will this result in any blowback at the polls next time they face the voters?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they almost sound like South Carolinian legislators. Because I've asked...
Has these.
Yeah, well, I asked a South Carolinian legislature when we were making the gigantic move to having open carry with a permit, and I simply asked him up front, I said, do you guys ever look at the history of other states? Do you ever look at what they have had happen after they adopted whatever it is, whatever controversial thing it is that you think that you're adopting? Have you ever looked to see how they fared? How much blood was in the streets and everything? And I was asking a guy that, you know, he didn't have a dog in that fight. He was Second Amendment all the way, but he understood what I was asking. And, you know, a lot of these guys don't look, these borders of these states become opaque, even though they're imaginary. And they don't look outside there, and I also believe they're also, some of them are actually looking for excuses not to do it. And Louisiana law enforcement, a lot of the police chiefs were against it, although I think some of the sheriffs were for it, weren't they?
It was a mixed bag. They had all kinds of people here in Texas. Of course, you know, we have chiefs of police of all the big cities against it, and they dug up a few. Concealed carry or firearms training people who do concealed carry classes to come out against it. And, of course, they had a financial stake in this because, you know, they thought that if constitutional carry passed, it was going to hurt their pocketbooks with, you know, fewer people paying to take their classes. So you see it in every state. It always happens. And the more states have with constitutional carry on the book, the more there are, the more these arguments should fall on deaf ears. But as you say, that's not always the case. These people aren't always that bright. They're not always informed, which is both of which are pretty much prerequisites for being a legislator these days.
Except nobody's holding them nobody seems to be holding them to that particular standard, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well,
did that surprise? Does that surprise you that happened?
No. I was hearing rumblings that there was a good chance that a few of them were going to defect. So I had my fingers crossed. Figured there's about a 50-50 chance, and unfortunately went the wrong way.
Don't you just hate it when you're right?
Yeah, I do hate being right all the time.
I hate that when that happens.
Yeah.
TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is a website where they are on the very cutting edge. They are the tip of the spear of the latest news coming out. When we're talking about breaking news, I mean breaking news. I've been. It's been good. Sometimes I get a text before it even makes it on the website from Dan. But I mean, when we're talking breaking news, as soon as they know it, they figured out a way to get it up there and on the website faster than anybody else. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I'm a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out. at aeroprecisionusa.com. So, we're talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com, and does Andrew Cuomo fascinate you as much as he fascinates me, the chutzpah the man has? I mean, if just on the COVID thing alone, I would never do another on-camera interview ever again.
Fact is, nobody's more fascinated by Andrew Cuomo than Andrew Cuomo. He has an extremely high opinion of himself, and he's in the process of trying to brazen out all sorts of scandals and mismanagement in the state. I mean, he's been directly responsible for killing well over 10,000 old people in the state by making the brilliant decision to put infected COVID patients in nursing homes, along with the most vulnerable populations in the world. So he's taking that incredibly adept management style of his, and he's now applying it to the problem of escalating gun violence in New York, specifically in New York City. And he's screaming now that more people are dying of gun violence in New York than are dying of COVID. And we've got a massive problem. So he declared a gun violence emergency not too long ago, and then he created something called the Office of Gun Violence Prevention. Because when you've got a problem with crime, you've got cities that have defunded police, and you've got prosecutors who don't want to prosecute a lot of crimes, the best thing you can do is always create a huge, faceless, expensive bureaucracy to attack the problem.
So he's decided to... This always fascinates me that nobody calls them on this, because they're like, so let me get this right. Instead of going after the criminals, you want to go after guns. And even though you defunded the police, or you've allowed police to be defunded, you're going to create all these task forces and all this other stuff looking for guns. After all of this stuff that you've already done.
That's certainly what it seems, and that was the gist of this article, is that he's just repeating the same failed policies over and over again. So he's going to create this Office of Gun Violence Prevention, this nebulous bureaucracy that nobody really knows what they're going to do or how much it's going to cost. He's also creating something called a Gun Trafficking Interdiction Unit that will focus on illegal guns being transported into the state. Now, that's been tried in New York, too. Previously as well. I don't know if people remember, but back in the early aughts, the mayor of New York, one Michael Bloomberg, set up a whole bunch of cops, detectives, informants, whatever, who fanned out into other states and tried to buy guns and tried to identify quote-unquote bad apple gun dealers who they said were responsible for some of the guns that eventually ended up finding their way into New York. And he ended up getting sued for it, and it was even the New York Times called him and labeled it massive overreach, you know, trying to extend the tentacles of New York gun laws into other states. So that certainly sounds like the general direction that Cuomo has in mind for this other strike force, interdiction unit, again, bureaucracy, whatever he wants to call it.
Strike force, bureaucracy, that cracks me up.
Yeah.
I've spoken with people that believe that these other cities like Chicago and New York and everything can do that. They can go, and if you are a gun dealer in another state and you legally sell a gun to a resident of one of these states or cities, that you can be prosecuted by that city from whence they came. They believe that's actually a thing.
I don't know if that's been tested in the courts. I don't know the extent to which some of these cities have tried that. We have laws against straw purchases. If you've got a store that is consistently selling, 10, 20, 30, 40 guns to people who they reasonably should have reason to believe that, they're not buying them for themselves, they're trafficking in them or something like that, there are laws against that. And those laws are enforced not by individual cities venturing out, with the expeditionary forces in other states, but by the ATF. That's what the ATF is there for, is to enforce those laws. So Mayor de Blasio, Governor Cuomo, Mayor Lightfoot, whoever it is, has no business sending their law enforcement people into other states in a grandstanding effort to try and say that they're doing something about the flow of guns into their benighted cities.
Well, I think with Chicago, for example, they say it's Indiana. Does Indiana have a crime problem?
Not nearly. Nothing approaching what they have in Chicago, which, of course, nobody in Chicago media ever seems to ask Mayor Lightfoot, if all these guns are so freely available in Indiana, how come they don't have the same problem that they have in Chicago? What's Chicago doing wrong that Indiana's doing right?
The one thing that I have thought is that it probably is an indicator of what happens when you make something a prohibited item and everywhere else they're normal items. They're going to find their way to you. It's like that
of course they will.
Black hole that it creates just is like a magnet. Hang on for me here. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. As such, he oversees 10 to 15 articles a day that goes up on his website, thetruthaboutguns.com. They cover the entire gamut of the gun culture, gear reviews, clothing reviews, politics, everything. Name it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden held his second full cabinet meeting on Tuesday, where he discussed the importance of Americans getting the coronavirus vaccine in the wake of cases climbing once again across the country.
We have to stay vigilant, especially with the Delta variant that's out there. While COVID-19 cases are rising, virtually all of the COVID deaths and hospitalizations are from unvaccinated people.
That news comes as more than 80% of coronavirus cases in the United States are being linked to the Biden's comments come as more than 80% of coronavirus cases in the United States are being linked to the Delta variant. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is expected to put a bipartisan infrastructure bill up for a big test vote on Wednesday. Bipartisan talks are still underway and no actual bill has been put forth. This is USA Radio News. Fire crews in southern Oregon say the bootleg fire is 30% contained after making its way through over 364,000 acres. This firefighter telling CBS News there's only so much that can be done from the ground.
We are seeing retardant drops and bucket work. Those things, they don't stop it. They will slow it down, but none of those things can absolutely stop a fire.
Meanwhile, the Beckwith Complex fire on the Sierra Mountain Range is at 88% contained. It's burned over 105,000 acres in Northern California. And regarding all those acres lost, this firefighter tells CBS News why.
The winds picked up. We had low humidities, low fuel moistures.
Six-time Paralympics medalist Becca Myers says she won't participate in this year's games in Tokyo. The announcement coming after the deafblind swimmer was told she couldn't bring her mother and personal care assistant due to COVID restrictions. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, you had an article that I missed. Well, we're talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Before I start asking him questions, let me reintroduce him properly, if I may. You had an article that I missed about where the anti-racists, which I would take that to be Antifa and BLM and various members of all of the people that hate themselves for being Caucasian. They all seem to ignore the fact of what gun control laws are.
Well, yeah, it's a mystery, really. We're critical race theory as buried its tentacles into many aspects of society, we're now told that you can't just not be racist. You have to be actively anti-racist. You have to work against racism and root it out wherever it is, because, of course, it's systemic and it's pervasive and it lives in the hearts and in the institutions, all the hearts and institutions, especially at least the white people's hearts, and in the institutions of this country. Well, one of the longstanding institutions of this country that has firm, deep roots that are racist in nature is, of course, gun control. Gun control was enacted and enforced in order to keep minorities, particularly to and certainly after the Civil War. So I just thought it was very strange that you've got people who call themselves anti-fascist and certainly pride themselves on being anti-racist. They're out there screaming, yelling, looting, burning. They're pulling down statues of people like George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, who freed the slaves, for God's sake, because those people apparently aren't anti-racist enough. And yet they're not outside ATF headquarters. They're not marching outside the White House demanding the removal of gun control laws in this country that are as steeped in racism as almost any other aspect or laws on the books, either federally or in many states. What do you suppose that is?
Well, I mean, the real reason why they don't is not as interesting as the question itself as to why the fact that they don't do it.
Yeah.
It's one of these things where you get out there and you're looking at the leftist. You know, the leftist has their preferred groups. But none of the preferred groups ever get along together. Right? So, when it almost breaks my brain to sit here and try to sort some of this stuff out, and you know, believe me, I don't have enough cells left to sacrifice on the altar of trying to understand gun grabbers. But
we'll try to get as many as we can.
Yes, the ones that the stuff that they do and the stuff that they claim to be about. The fact that it conflicts with their core message of being anti-racist or whatever, doesn't that sort of just play into the whole fact of most of the stuff that they do is all based on a lie anyway?
A lot of it is, and a lot of it is based not on any, certainly not on equality, because equality is now out the window. We now have to strive for something they're calling equity, which is not equality of opportunity, it's equality of outcome. And they don't give a damn how they achieve that. They just want to amass as much power as they possibly can to force as much of these changes into effect. Now, in order to attack gun control, they would have to go against one of the favorite causes of Democrats in every level of government. And these are people who largely have supported what they've been doing. They cheered on Antifa and Black Lives Matter marches, even as they rioted and burned and actually killed people. The vice president was egging people on to create a fund to bail these people out of jail when they were arrested after rioting. So all these, the Democrats and left-leaning politicians in this country, are largely on the side of Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and the people who call themselves anti-racists. So therefore, the anti-racists are not going to bite the hands that feed them or at least support them by attacking one of their most dearly held issues and angering certain constituencies that contribute to their reelection. You know, the Michael Bloombergs of the world, the Joyce Foundation, Giffords, Brady, all of them. They're all on the same side. They're all partisan, wildly partisan, although they deny it, and they're all they support Democrats up and down the ticket.
The thing about this Well, you know, I don't really have time. Let me just put it this way. So right now in L.A. County, and I made this comparison earlier, in L.A. County they're wanting to go back to masking. And the whole premise behind masking is that you got to mask, except we know that the particles of coronavirus are smaller than the filter size. Using a mask to try to stop coronavirus, the distinction was made, is like using a cyclone fence to stop mosquitoes from coming in. Just because of the relative size and difference and everything in between the two. So, and that's being done based upon the premise that it will stop something. And with gun control, that's all done. That's always pushed out there as under the premise of it will stop crime. Every gun control law is going to stop crime. If we had background checks, it would stop crime. If we had this, it would stop crime. So when I look at this stuff and everything, and I see these common templates, I just sit back. Sometimes I just get a little, I don't know. I get a little, I just sit back and I stop looking at their details and I worry more about the people that fall for that whole template thing. Hang on for me if you would. We're coming up on the next break. You can find this article. All of these things are ripped from the front page of the truthaboutguns.com. Dan, of course, is the editor-in-chief there. He is constantly being, I can only imagine him being bombarded. His email inbox must sound like an old phone ringer. It just rings constantly as he's got stuff coming in that he has to edit and get up online, but he does it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Dan, you guys, somebody put up an article on there, one of your contributors, and I sat there and I looked at the headline of it, and I was like, why didn't I think of this? Because we talk about a lot of things that cause people to die inadvertently, like cars, right? And then everybody, the gun grabbers always come back, well, cars have a utilitarian function, of course. You know, they get us from point A to point B and stuff like that. But you've got an article from one of your contributors. The gun control industry never seems to talk about the positive effect of civilian firearm ownership. And that's like one of those glaring white lights that suddenly come out of the heavens right before you're sucked up into the mothership. Because just based upon the numbers alone, we know that civilian gun ownership is a boon to society, and I characterize it that way a lot, but I never thought about forcing the issue and getting them to admit to it. So what about this? What does this young fella have to say?
Well, it's actually something that I've mentioned a lot, and yeah, the gun control industry, the civilian disarmament industrial complex, is always shouting about the negative aspects of civilian firearm ownership in this country. Accidental death, suicide, violent crime, you know, you've got 90%+ of that is gang violence, people shooting each other on the street. And yeah, those things are terrible. But as with any freedom or any aspect of society, you know, if it's car ownership or airline travel or whatever, you've got positives and you've got negatives. And in virtually every case, the positives greatly outweigh the negatives. You know, what John Kelly, author here, calls, of course, positive externalities. You've got negative externalities and positive externalities. And there are huge positive externalities for gun ownership, the biggest of which, of course, is the number of defensive gun uses in this country every year. You know, depending, if you look on the CDC website, they acknowledge anywhere from 60,000 to, I think it was 3 million, depending on who's doing the counting, defensive gun uses in this year. Every one of those is a robbery, an assault, a rape, or a murder that is prevented by someone who is armed. And the great majority of those happen without anybody even firing a shot. Usually it's just staring down the barrel of a gun if you're a bad guy is enough to dissuade you from doing whatever it is you're doing. That is a huge positive aspect to firearm ownership. One of those positive aspects is just the fact that they reduce crime just by their existence. There are criminals who won't go into certain areas or won't commit certain crimes if they think that the people they're targeting are armed. Why would you? Criminals are dumb, but they're not stupid. If they think there's at least a decent chance that their target is going to be armed and they can catch a bullet, they're not going to commit that crime there. Maybe they'll go on and commit a crime somewhere else, but they're certainly not going to commit the crime there. And if they are stupid enough to do that and the victim shoots them or stops them and holds them for police, those are further crimes that are avoided down the road. That criminal is either going to be dead or in jail rather than still out on the streets committing other crimes. More benefits to firearm ownership. Now, friends in the civilian disarmament industrial complex, people like Shannon Watts, people like Chris Brown, they studiously avoid mentioning this side of the equation because it doesn't help their argument at all, which is why we have to continually and repeatedly point this out as often as we can, and it's one of the best arguments and counterpoints that gun owners and gun rights advocates can use next time they're at the Thanksgiving table or some mouthy relative says, oh, guns should be illegal and they should, nobody needs a gun. Why would anybody want one?
Well, I can sometimes forgive ignorance when they get out there. Why should anybody want one? Well, I don't know. I mean,
I can forgive ignorance, too, but this gives you a great talking point. So, look, yes, so, some bad things do happen with guns, but far more good things happen as a result of 100 million people in this country being armed. Not to mention the its impact on government and the fact that an armed populace dissuades a government from becoming too powerful and too oppressive. How do you think the people in Cuba right now think about their being disarmed, and how happy would they be if they weren't being run over, shot, killed by government thugs just because they march in the street and ask for a better life?
Well, that, I don't know why that's not illustrative of what a disarmed society would do. I don't know why we don't hear more about that. But at the same time, I sort of do, because it's obvious that just about everything in the United States today is leftist for the most part. When they're out there saying systemic this or systemic that, and they're using that as a bad term, they own it, though, don't they? I mean, for the most part.
Well, there are some serious contradictions there. Yeah, you're right. Right now, all the major aspects of our government, the legislative and executive branches, are controlled by Democrats. Colleges and educational institutions are run by people who they would tell you themselves are left of center. Most of the large corporations are left of center these days, at least their policies and their public-facing pronouncements are that way. Yet somehow this is still considered a racist nation by a lot of these people. Nothing that is done is ever enough to counter that. Not electing a black president, not the fact that ended slavery of what, 170 years ago, whatever it was, not the fact that, you know, after a lot of discriminatory laws, we had the Civil Rights Act, we've had affirmative action, we've done huge things, spent trillions and trillions of dollars, and by any measure, America is a much more equal accommodating society than it was 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years ago. But if you listen to the people who are out there screaming and yelling about it, you'd never know it. You think that there are still slave traders in Charleston, Bull Connor is still standing in the court, on the courthouse steps. Oh, I'm sorry, the schoolhouse steps.
Yeah. Well, we're about to run out of time. Like I said, we could do this every day if we wanted to. Of course, you travel more than I do, so we probably couldn't do it every day. So, anyway, thank you very much for joining me this evening.
I appreciate you having me, as always, sir.
Truthaboutguns.com, that's where he does his work. Well worth your time to go check it out. We got hour number 3 on the way inbound, where the rant will continue on. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.